Proclamation number 0625 of 17th of October, 1938. Form faith. False worship. Pay attention to the words which are sent to you today. Your thoughts so often move heavenward and therefore lead you much more surely upward than an earthly child, however willing, who makes a point of listening to Christ's teaching, but afterwards gives no thought whatsoever to what he has heard. People do not know that they stand in immeasurable riches, if they hear the word of God and live according to it. They are familiar with the teachings, but they do not grasp the deep meaning, because only the ear hears them, but the heart does not try to understand them. And so the faith is outwardly not to be touched, but inwardly the man is empty and hollow, and the word of God finds no echo in the human heart. And to such people it is not given to speak a judgment. They believe to be deeply initiated, and yet do not harbor the slightest wisdom in their hearts, from where alone all understanding of the doctrine of God can come. If a person wants to devote himself to the word of God, the first condition is that everything around him is silenced so that the heart can absorb, i.e., that no temptations from outside are a reason for the person to divert his thoughts from the word of God. Only where man is immersed in the divine teaching, the heart will be considered, and only there is also full understanding for the gifts from above to be presupposed. Nothing is more unwholesome to man than the external affirmation of faith. It lets man become sluggish, because he is so conscious of his value and his fulfillment of duty, that striving is out of the question, and so man remains eternally on the same level, because the word of God goes unheard by the heart, and therefore such an earthly child cannot feel the blessings of a deep, living faith in himself. Knowledge will be so far from him. And since he does not strive of his own accord to come close to divine truth, he will have no spiritual progress to record. And yet, what is the worst? Living in faith, completely fulfilling his duty. Therefore, an unbelieving person is even more likely to be guided on the right way than a person who satisfies all ecclesiastical forms, because he is on the wrong way, but remains on this way mostly in wrong or lacking knowledge. He thinks himself to be on the right track. He believes to serve God, but his worship is superficial. It lacks any depth and is therefore only a form faith which does not contain the divine blessings. And my words will not seem acceptable to them, because they demand greater self-denial and a strong heart willing to sacrifice. And all wisdom will therefore remain hidden from them until their own will drives them to internalize. Amen.